Springfield is a close-knit city where everyone seems to know someone. This sense of interconnectedness is especially evident within the Muslim community, a vibrant and active part of Springfield's social fabric. Whether building strong internal bonds or fostering relationships across diverse groups, Muslims in Springfield play a vital role in uniting the city. Dr. Dilara Saeed, president of the Muslim Civic Coalition, highlights Springfield's unique role in nurturing leadership and connection across the heartland.
When I think of the Muslim community in Springfield, I think of the heartland of the USA. I cannot imagine the incredible growth and the incredible civic engagement of our communities. I know this. Many of the leaders from Springfield, Illinois, have mentored leaders across Illinois and in other places in the heartland.
The desire to foster ties not only across cultures, but also across madhabs or denominational differences in Islam, including Sunni or Shia, was what prompted the formal establishment of the Muslim community in Springfield just over 50 years ago. Former president of Greater Springfield Interfaith Association, Maria Mustafi, recalls how it all began.
Living there for 40 plus years saw a huge change because when we initially moved there, in 79, we became acquainted with the Islamic community, which was very informal at the time, only 12 families, and it grew, to where there were 30 different racial and ethnic groups and places of origin. There were over 300 families. The other thing was our community was made up of people of all five madhab. They all agreed that it should be representative of all Muslims, regardless of what madhab they were from. That became something different than what I've seen in other communities.
That spirit of unity and inclusion has extended beyond religious lines. Springfield has long enjoyed a vibrant and welcoming interfaith community, and Muslims have been an active part of it from the beginning. The community often invites educators and neighbors to join them for iftar dinners. For one local couple, Shaban and Arshad, this tradition has grown into a powerful expression of faith, friendship, and shared humanity that continues to shape their lives.
Whatever we cook a little bit more and just take it to the mosque. We made some friends who would travel every year, or some new converts just show up. We'll get personal stories from everybody. So it's just not the feast itself. It's true spirit of Ramadan, where you're trying to serve people and you get to know each other. I would say we would not trade that thing with anything.
Listening and adjusting to the evolving needs of a growing and diverse community is essential. A 2022 study of Illinois Muslims found that one-third of Muslims who regularly attend the mosque still feel their opinions don't count in the house of worship. In Springfield, the mosque leadership is working to address this, as shared by mosque president Yahya Zeno.
People who just came to the community are different than people who've been here for 40 years. The youth also have different needs. All of those people need to add to the mosaic that we have in our community. If we don't engage all of them and listen to them, I don't think we can move on to the next level. When people are given an agenda that is already prepared, sometimes this can turn them off. We have to include all of them in decision-making, and this is where the membership is important, because this will include their ability to vote and express where they want the community to go.
Sometimes unity starts with something as small as a cup of tea. In a diverse community, even chai can carry meaning. Community resident Shaista Sheikh points this out.
Chai had to have this amount of milk, this amount of tea, sugar. The Yemeni community bring their own chai because we never were able to satisfy their chai. And I have to say, once I started getting a little bit of the chai, I totally switched sides. But just these small things made you realize that, yes, this is just something that makes us who we are. But we still have to work towards the concept of being one voice, one community.
From cups of chai to community meetings, Springfield's Muslim community continues to grow, not just in numbers, but in spirit, rooted in service, guided by faith, and driven by a shared hope to belong together.